Good evening. Many of you are becoming restless when you sit in the silence. Many of you have come to hear a lecture, a talk. You're making a grave mistake. You've been listening to words all of your life. And look at you now. Have you become self-realized? Have you awakened to the truth of your being? There are many words in this world that seem so eloquent, so profound. Yet these words are dry, philosophical. It is in the silence where the power lies. The highest teaching in the world is silence. There is nothing higher than this. Many people wonder, when I begin to talk many times, I leave a big gap between sentences. Some people may think I'm looking for words, thinking what I'm going to say next. I do this purposely. What is in the silence between the words, the gap, that the true message is, the real words, the real power, is in the gap between sentences. Ponder this. This is very important. Why go on and on and on with various stories, teachings? You forget about what I said in the beginning and you go on to other things. The words keep going and going and going. And of course, when you leave here, you've forgotten everything that's been said. Again, the highest teaching in the world is silence. A devotee that sits with a sage purifies his mind just by being here or being with the sage. The mind automatically becomes purified. No words exchanged, no words said. Silence is the ultimate reality. Think of everything exists in this world through silence. As an example, you grow from a baby to a mature person. There's no fussing, there's no talking about it. It just happens. It happens by itself. You have absolutely nothing to do with it. All the talking in the world will not keep you a teenager. You may recite mantras and do incantations to stay a teenager and not grow old. Of course, you get all kinds of facelifts. body lifts. He goes searching for the fountain of youth. Yet in that very silence you keep growing and maturing, getting older and older, so it appears. The world in which we live, this earth, is revolving around the sun, and the entire solar system is being hurled through space in silence. We have no idea what's going on. We cannot feel the earth being hurled through space. Yet that's exactly what's happening right now. And everything is so quiet, so peaceful. Where there's noise, there's death. Where there's silence, there's life. True silence doesn't mean just to keep quiet. True silence really means when you go deep, deep within yourself to that place where nothing is happening. Where you transcend time and space. And you go into a brand new dimension of nothingness. That's where all the power is. That's your real home. That's where you really belong. In deep silence. Where there's no good and bad, no right and wrong, nobody trying to become enlightened and self-realized, no one trying to achieve anything, just being. Pure being. Not being this or that or something else. Just being. Not even being yourself. For there's really no self to become. I won't even say that you are the self already. Because in reality there's no self at all. So there's more words to try to explain what God is, what pure awareness is, what absolute reality is. We call this the self. But what are these words to you? What do they mean to you? They're even in your way. You have to get to the point where you stop using so many words. And it's true that as long as you use your mind, you can accomplish many things. If you use your mind, you can do many wonderful things in this world, and many horrible things in this world. But is this what you really want to do? The mind is part of the world. the mind is Maya, illusion. The mind connects you to the world of Maya. Therefore, as you use your mind to accomplish great things, you're getting further and further entangled with Maya, with illusion. I can appreciate it if you want to accomplish great things. But again, go back in history, look at this world. There have been virtually thousands of people who have tried to accomplish great things. Where are they now? Where are their accomplishments? Down the drain. You may say, look at all the scientific accomplishments that have been made. We have automobiles, we have electric can openers, we have elevators, we have flying cars. What has all this done for us? Most animals are better off than we are. Because they're free. We're bound to our possessions. We're bound to our employment. We're bound to our relatives. We're bound to our beliefs. If you're truthful with yourself, you will see that you're in total bondage. You're not free at all. You talk about freedom. Freedom means when the mind is self-thinking. When there are no thoughts, then you are in freedom. As long as there are thoughts, you can never be free. Of course, to the average person, it appears wonderful to have a sharp mind, a sharp intellect, to create great things in this world, to be a great architect, create beautiful thousand-story homes, beautiful buildings. When you first look at this picture, it sounds good. Sounds great. Well, that 200-300 years pass, and what have you got? Rubble. A new civilization upon this earth. All the things you've worked for to achieve, to accomplish, have been wiped out totally, completely, absolutely. In other words, you've wasted your time. I've told you this story before about these anthropologists that were digging for remains of a city in Egypt about 50 years ago. There was this great city that was alive. Great city with wonderful buildings and structures and architecture. Well, after working on the find, the dig, as they say, for many months, many years, they came upon the sign. One sign was left, and the sign said, "This is my beautiful city, named so and so, which will live forever." And the only thing left was the rubble and sand. No thing lives forever. Change is the only thing that exists in this world and lives forever, change. Everything changes. Yet you are here. You didn't ask to come here, to this earth. You didn't ask to be male or female. You did not ask to go through the experiences that you're going through, good or bad. But yet you're going through certain experiences. Yet you're egotistical enough to believe that you have the power to change these experiences. You will not admit or want to believe that everything is preordained. Everything has been laid out for you before you came into this earth. In your body. Your whole surgery on this earth was planned before you came here. The day you'll be born in the body, the experiences you'll go through, and the day you leave your body. This appears strange to most people. Because they never investigated. They never turned within themselves where the truth lies to discover for themselves what they really are, what life is all about. And most people are born, they're brought up a certain way, certain religion, certain work, certain jobs, live in certain cities. And you go through life trying to attain a lot of money, trying to become the healthiest person on earth, trying to look as beautiful as they can. And if life passes them by, they get old and they die. What does all of this have to do with the silence? Everything. It is when you begin to understand that words and deeds are useless. Good deeds, bad deeds. The only freedom you'll ever have is when you go deep into the silence and you transcend and transmute the universe, your body, and your affairs. Ponder this. Remember, I've been giving you a talk or a sermon. I'm not philosophizing. I'm not trying to make you understand how eloquent I am. I'm not here to do anything. I'm just here. God only knows why. And you're here also. What does this mean? Absolutely nothing. Doesn't mean a thing. If you're looking for the meaning of life, you'll always be disappointed. For life has no meaning whatsoever. I know some of you become insulted when I say this. Your ego tells you, I've come to this earth to accomplish great works. I've come to this earth to help the poor, to do great deeds. people have been doing these things for time immemorial. Look at the way the world is today. Where's the peace? Where are the great accomplishments? Why do we still have man's and humanity's demand? Why are all these dastardly things still going on in this world? Well, throughout this history of the world, there have been great souls, great beings, who have tried to make this world a better place in which to live, and it appears to be becoming relatively worse. What's the answer? There is no answer. See, you're always looking for something. You want an answer, you want to know what to do. You want a solution. You want to get involved with the movement. You want to stick up for your rights. All of these things are keeping you back from your realization of the truth. There's absolutely nothing. All your needs, all your wants, all your desires are keeping you back from being nothing. It is only when you become nothing that you're something. But it isn't easy to become nothing. It means you have to drop everything you stand for. Everything. It means you have to let go of all of your beliefs, all of your preconceived ideas, all of your concepts. All of your me's, all of your I's, they all have to go. And the network for answers, that's the worst thing you can do. There are no answers. Do not think if you get into a teaching like this, your life will improve, you'll become Superman, maybe Batman, whatever you like better. You'll become a super being of some kind. You'll be able to do great things in the world, accomplish miracles. What has happened to all of these people who believe this? They're gone. No matter what you believe, you're not going to be there this long. Your time is ticking away. It is when you begin to feel in your heart that you are bound to this space, then something begins to happen. As you feel yourself as bound to space, all of your stuff begins to drop away. Yet you do not affirm to yourself that you are bound to space. You merely observe. You watch. You become the witness. look out at the world and you see the trees, the mountains, the planets are all hanging in space. All the things that you observe are superimposed in space. And you begin to consider your body. When it appears to be your body like the trees or the moon or the sun, it seems to be a thing of the self. And it is also hanging in boundless space. Because you're able to observe this and see this and feel this, the realization will come to you that you must be this boundless space for your body and your mind and the rest of the things of this world to be attached to. And as you begin to consider this, the mind becomes quieter and quieter and quieter. Until the day comes when it falls away completely. And then you become boundless space. And you appear to be a body also. This is a paradox. This is why it's better to sit in silence and not talk at all. For when we get to things like this, it becomes totally paradoxical and ridiculous. You are not a body. You are not a mind. You are just pure awareness. But do not accept the words I say. Do not look at these words as a hook that grabs hold of you. Let go of these words as fast as I speak them. When I tell you a boundless space, you are pure awareness. Do not hold on to what I tell you. Let go of it immediately. For when you hold on to it, it becomes a thing, something. And you add on to the rest of the things that you believe. And yet when you see it, and you let go of it, you become it. Just like that. There is nothing to think about. Stop thinking. When you think, you spoil it. When you try to be it, you spoil it. The sun doesn't try to be the sun. By its very warmth and light, you call it the sun. Do not try to be anything. This is why the silence is where it's at. This is the reason I put gaps between the sentences. So you can rest in that silence before more words come to confuse you. See something about the sounds? It causes the body and mind to disappear. Even those waters that still appear to be so. You still appear to have a body and mind. But in reality, you know yourself that you're not a body or a mind. That you're all pervading bliss. That you are power Brahman, beyond Brahman. Do not hold on to these words. Drop them as soon as you see them. Become empty. Absolute reality is your real nature, not in words. What is absolute reality then? It is the boundless space, the pure awareness, the Satchitananda, the I Am. You begin to practice this by not getting involved with people who talk too much. I guess it means you have to get rid of your whole family, all of your friends, relatives. If you associate with people who talk too much, it causes an imbalance in your mind, where it becomes really impossible for you to do anything to be rid of the self, the personal self, the I. For when you have conversations with people, you're always talking about me and mine and I. This is why I'm one of the most boring people around. I hardly ever have anything to say. Yet you come here to listen to me. Why do you do this? Learn to be silent. You know you can talk and still be silent. When you are aware of your true identity, when you talk, you're like an actor and actress playing a part. You become aware of this. The actor on the stage plays his or her part very well. But there's something deep inside that makes them understand they are not really that person. They're not the part they're playing. They may play the part of a murderer, a lover, an old person, a young person. They may play various parts on the stage, in the movies. Yet the actor is aware, I am not this person. They don't have to voice it or talk about it or say it today. They don't have to come running over to you and say, "I'm not the person you saw me in the movie. That wasn't really me. Please, that's not me. I'm not really a murderer." Everybody knows they're acting. And you yourself know you're playing the part that you're an actor. So it is with this life. You have taken your role too seriously. You have taken your role as a male or female too seriously. You have taken your role as a wife or a husband too seriously. You have taken your role as an employee or an employer too seriously. In other words, you believe in yourself with a small s. And this is what keeps you bound. You want to change all this. I know you want total freedom, total joy, total bliss, total happiness, without any fluctuations. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you can be totally happy all the time? Not just when you're getting something good in your life. Not only when you get what you want. Everybody can be happy then, that's nothing. If you win $50 million, you're going to be happy, right? If you buy a new car, you'll be happy. If you buy a new house, you'll be happy. If you find the man of your dreams or the girl of your dreams, you'll be happy. What would you think? How long does it last? Mind you, there's nothing wrong with these things if you see them in the right light. Remember, I never advocate that you should not own anything, or that you should not love anybody, or that you should not be gainfully employed. The teaching is, possess all you want, but never be possessed by your possessions. Stick with the truth. By all means, always take time to sit in the silence. When you're sitting in the silence, I'm not speaking of meditation. I'm speaking of sitting in the pure silence. And you do this by watching yourself, observing yourself. Inquiring, who am I? Where did I come from? When you make a statement like this, many of you are still saying, where did I come from? Means, where did my body come from? I'm saying, where did I come from? Where did I come from? You separate your body from the I. you inquire within, asking yourself these questions. What is this body? What is the mind? What is the truth about myself? Who was I before I was born? Who will I be after I leave the body? Silence. Remember, the mind becomes purified all by itself. It doesn't need any help from you.
act from the place of boundless space, or are action and silence incompatible?
No, on the contrary. Silence, reality, is your real nature, is what you really are. When you acquire self-realization, or when you awaken to your true self, you automatically act the way you do now, except you'll realize that you're free. You'll have a profound joy within you, a boundless peace, a total happiness that never changes. And you will function the same way you do now, but you will know to the nth degree that you are not the body, you are not the mind, you are not the I, the personal self, that you are all-pervading, omnipresence, you will not use words to know this, you'll just know this without words. You will be aware of divinity without using words to describe it. Your essence will be in the whole universe. This is where you can proclaim, all this is the self and I am that. You will be in the trees and the mountains and the sky and other people. You will be everywhere at the same time. And you'll still be able to function like you do now. You'll just be pure awareness. You'll be totally aware that you are the whole universe and beyond.
Robert, would it be a helpful exercise to eliminate the personal pronouns I, me, and mine from our conversation, to remind ourselves or to stay aware
of? But can you do that? It's one thing to want to do that, it's another thing to actually do it.
Well, it has been tried with friends as kind of a game to charge a penny for every time one slips and forgets. And most friends consider it so frustrating that it hampers all conversation, or you know, they don't seem to see it. It seems really humorous, actually.
It becomes a game, is right.
But would the game not be helpful?
No, you don't really have to eliminate I, me, and mine. You just have to become aware that you're not really that. It makes no difference what you say. It's what you think about what you say.
Well, you'd be surprised how much thinking it takes to eliminate those pronouns from one's daily speech.
Of course, and you cannot do it. Nobody can really do this.
Who says nobody can do it?
Any sage, anybody that you speak to, always speak when you're speaking in the world. I, myself, mine. See, that what you have to realize is that you function as your normal self. There's nothing strange about becoming enlightened or about becoming realized. You will still function as yourself. But you will be aware of what self you are. You are not the personal self, you are the self of the universe. But in everyday conversation you will still speak of an I and mine and me. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
No, not that there's something wrong, but that it would be a helpful way of staying in the moment for one thing.
You'll stay in a moment for a second, and we'll be right back to what you are.
Well, a second is better than nothing.
I suppose. But you really don't have to eliminate anything. There's nothing to eliminate. There's just to be. Just be yourself. And you become the natural person. You will become your swarupa, the reality, your nature will be bliss, pure awareness. It makes no difference what you say at that time. You can have a conversation with someone. You can speak to everybody in this world. But nothing will faze you. You will not react to anybody or anything. You will be totally grounded in yourself. And what you do is secondary. We're not trying to become something that's different than other people. And live in a different world. As long as you're wearing a body, it appears that you have a body. You will function as the body no matter what you become. This is the paradox I'm always talking about. So what is, you will appear to be a body, you will appear to be like a normal person. Doing normal things, so-called. But you will know, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that you are not the body or the mind, that you do not exist, that you're nothing. That you will function as a human being.
Just as you said, the mind would be purified by itself. When one becomes enlightened, I would think effortless.
Not when one becomes enlightened, when one sits in the silence.
Mm-hmm.
When you sit in the silence, in the presence of a sage, the mind becomes purified.
But what I was just saying, that happens by itself,
and
enlightenment happens by itself, doesn't it?
Say that sentence again.
Just as the mind is purified by itself, enlightenment
happens by itself. Oh yes, definitely, of course. It all happens by itself. There's absolutely nothing you have to do.
Anything that you do as a separate you prevents that occurrence.
When you do something separate from yourself and you believe you are a body, of course it prevents it. But you can do something separate from yourself and realize you're not that. You're not a doer. And there's no karma. There's nothing. Soul freedom.
Read in Ramana's books about, he says, when the mind dies or vanishes or is abolished, it falls into the heart. And he says that the heart is 2 inches to the left of the heart organ.
To the right.
Or to the right. And then he speaks about the Amida Nadi, and it goes up to the head. Is this, what is your experience with that? Or
this is true as far as it goes. In order to explain these things, what self-realization is, Ramana had to use those terms. Yet those terms are not really necessary. Realization comes like a flash of light. and everything is gone, and you are a new person. You're not really a person. You become nothing in the flash and in an instant. But when you explain these things to the lay people, to the Ayanis, people say, how does it happen? What goes on? What really happens when you become enlightened? So there's a heart, a spiritual heart, that is located on the right side of the chest. And when you go to sleep at night, the mind returns to the heart center. When you are in deep sleep, you are realized, but you're unconscious. When you begin to wake up in the morning, you begin to become cognizant of your body, then the mind comes from the heart back to the brain. It happens instantaneously. And then you say, I am the body, I am the world. And you're totally cognizant of this world. Yet in truth, in the highest reality, none of these things exist. There's no such thing as a heart. There's no such thing as a body. So it's going to be a heart center in the body. Again, this is to explain to people who want to use their intelligence to try to figure out what happens. But in the ultimate truth, there never was a body. There never was anybody who had to get enlightened. There's no realized person. There's no non-realized person. There's no universe. There's no world. There's no God. There's absolutely nothing. And you are that. One interesting thing about Ramana, all he ever wanted to do was sit in the silence and be still and quiet. He never wanted people to ask him questions or to be around him or anything like this. It just happened that way. So of course when he gave a talk, which he never did, he only asked the questions. He had to speak to the person at their level of understanding. So all these different stories came to be about hearts and nuts and body and all kinds of weird things. Why go through all that? Why don't you just wake up and be free? These stories are interesting, just like Krishna. Krishna is a blue man, and he's bent in eight places. There's a total explanation for all these things. But what good does it do you? No Krishna ever existed. No blue man ever existed. Yet there are voluminous books on Krishna, talking about his exploits with the milkmaids. They're all interesting stories. But people get lost in the story and they forget about the reality. What we're trying to do here is to get rid of the stories in our minds, especially the story that we're human beings and we're bound. We want to drop all this and become totally free and liberated, which we really are. Just breathe in and then.
Breathe
in.
Yes, sir. My batteries are going.
I don't think mine is up on me. Mary's batteries are gone.
My batteries are gone.
She's running out of energy.
No, not quite.
The sun is coming.
Mary's getting near us.
Give us extra sun up the sun.
For a Jnani who has realized the identity of his inner being with the infinite Brahman, there is no rebirth, no migration, not even liberation, for he is already liberated. He has firmly established in an experience of the absolute existence, knowledge, bliss, the Satchitananda Atman. The continued existence of the world and of his own body appears to the Jnani only as an illusion, the appearance of which he cannot remove, but which cannot further deceive him, till the time when, after the decease of the body, he wanders not forth, but remains where he is and what he is and eternally was, the first principle of all beings and things, the original, eternal, pure, free Brahman. While living, and even when the body falls dead, the Jnani rests in his own essential nature, his own svarupa, that is all full, all pure, timeless, consciousness and bliss. The following assertions made by a Jnani constitute his own deepest convictions and experience. I am infinite, imperishable, self-luminous, self-existent. I am beginningless, endless, decayless, birthless, deathless. Never was I born. I am ever free, perfect, independent. I alone am. I pervade the entire universe. I am all permeating and interpenetrating. I am supreme peace and freedom absolute. A Jnani lives forever. He has attained life everlasting. Cravings torture him not. Sins sting him not. Birth and death touch him not. He is free from all cravings and longings. He ever rests in his own Satchitananda Svarupa. He sees the one infinite self in all, and all in the infinite self, which is his being. He remains forever as the infinite self of consciousness and delight.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
Do we have any announcements?
Yes. We have the latest number 70, the satsang, Robert, it's letting go, and these are current talks of Robert. So I have five of them to give out. We have 10 copies in. Thank you, Robert.
If you take transcripts out of the blue file box over there, and that's what they're for, take them home and make a copy for yourself, but please be sure to bring them back so that somebody else can do that. And if you can make an extra copy and bring that back as well, that would be especially nice. They're starting to disappear again. There's 10 or 12 of them that aren't there anymore, so please just borrow, make a copy, and return. Thanks.
The ones on the table up there. Mm-hmm. listening, if you will hold your peace. It is time for satsang and prasad. Pears. Fresh crop. We have a rainforest. Chocolate junk. Oh, junk. Chocolate Scotchman. No egg yolk.